man, the conspiracy of the insignificant. Talk about obscure cartoons animation. Well, this time around, Goopy Gear. You ever hear of Goopy Gear? Goopy Gear was Warner Brothers' first animated character that wasn't patterned after Mickey Mouse. Ah, yes. You gotta see him. I mean, I'm gonna probably cut something out and put it in the image for our podcast today. And I'm gonna link it to the few cartoons. But he came, he went. He was the weirdest looking kind of geek gappery animation figure. And before he fades completely into obscurity, we hereby induct him into the Conspiracy of the Insignificant Hall of Popular Culture Icons that everybody forgot to make icons. Oh, yes. And we got all kinds of funny stuff going on here. Let's see. We're working on getting you more cool music. Right now, as I have mentioned, one of our main machines, a bit of a big one, and very soon that will be replaced, and our glut will be back with a glut of music. He's pretty disappointed because one of the side effects of that machine dying was all his folders with all of his wonderful Creative Commons music that he has been bringing to you. And if you've missed them, you go back to the Overnightscape Underground archives and check out the 4 episodes of Listen with Art Glut, because he did a great job of finding music for those who like to listen to cool stuff. And the next thing I'm thinking about, either on our Overnightscape Underground feeds and site, or on a side site, although I think it would behoove the Overnightscape Underground site, presenting other Creative Commons podcasts with a little introduction, identifying, you know, us, why we felt that this episode which should be added to the fun, just making this more content showing up every day on the main page. And I think it might even break up the stream a little and bring in different people, because, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but if I figured that my podcast that I posted a few months ago or a few weeks ago is going to be on somebody else's stream, I might be excited enough to get other people to listen. I don't know. Promotion's really, really tricky. And the one thing I have learned, especially in the ephemeral form of radio and audio on the internet, that you have a very, very fickle and ephemeral audience. I know, because I probably am close to the target audience, and I have the attention span that jumps and leaps and goes places. Speaking of which, digging around, I found some stuff recorded way back when I lived in Providence, Rhode Island, some demo stuff, and here is a song that me performing. I'm doing all this stuff, and this is another Chris O'Rourke song.
Come outside with me, my little baby. Come outside with me, let's play. Come outside with me, my little baby, before the sky melts away. Come outside with me, my little baby. with me, let's run. Come outside with me, my little baby, hey, 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 hey. Before the sky melts away. Little baby, come outside with me, let's pray. Come outside with me, my little baby, before the sky melts away.
Ah, yes, bring me the head of Long John Neville.
Forecast. For tonight, our weekend will start to shift around to a more southerly weekend. Into this upcoming week, this will increase our night because of the Earth. For Sunday, however, our Monday looks like a Saturday.
Yeah, I was thinking back to the days. The days when, you know, I grew up living in the Catskills, and then I ran a business in the Catskills in good old Monticello, New York. And it was a big treat for me, and I used to start doing it pretty regularly, starting in the early 80s, making trips into New York City. I tended to gravitate down towards the Village and the shops where I could buy the latest import 45s and all the comic book stores. And I guess Forbidden Planet's still there. There used to be a place on Sullivan Street that I very much enjoyed going to and buying comics at. Washington Square Park. And I had friends in Bensonhurst who I would go hang out with, and then we'd go back into New York, drive around in the middle of the night listening to, like, crazy things, like listening to the Rhapsody in Blue full blast, and going to the Carnegie Deli and getting, you know, I don't know if they used to make a sandwich there, I'm talking the early to mid 80s, that it would make five normal sandwiches, and we would just drive around the city listening to night radio. Yeah, it was a golden era, and I don't think that romance is still there, that Manhattan mystique. It's real different. I mean, Frank will tell you, the Times Square in the middle of the night is a complete, Times Square is just like a Disneyland with a lot of bright lights compared to what it was when I mean there used to be the pinball arcades and the phony ID places and all the peep shows and the porn and people with the three card Monty on the sidewalk. It was a completely different world. I have videotapes somewhere, I believe. Maybe it's still in storage. That would be interesting to see me walking around, kind of almost like rambling around Times Square back in, like, yeah, 83, 84. It very different times, very different times. And, we thank F. Lemoore, who we promise. You're too good to languish in the relative mediocrity of subgeniusdom. Come join the conspiracy of the insignificant. Be part of the underground. Come to us, F. Lemoore. Come to us. Conspiracy of the insignificant. The greatest 10-minute broadcast in the history of broadcasting is brought to you by Rubber Room Entertainment Labs. The Overnightscape Underground brings it to you, too. I'm PQ River. Thanks for listening, and tune in again real soon.